Begin the Karim Daven Sech the Shabbos Daf Kufi Ches. Begin the Melaf. Begin the taste of the Masaf. Begin the words of the Gemara. Mincha in the late afternoon. Matzil Mazin Suda Achas. Then you could save only one meal's worth. Which Tosfos explain that regarding the timing of when we eat the Suda Shlishis of Shabbos is from the afternoon onward, and not to go ahead and divide the morning Suda to two, because we learned in the Mishnah that one could save three meals worth, but it depends when. At night, three, morning, two, afternoon, one. Says Tyson Mikan, from here that we say that if there's a fire in the afternoon, you could save one meal. Mashmet sounds like there's man achila shlishas b'Shabbos, that the eating of the third Suda on Shabbos, he min the mincha l'mal, it's from the afternoon onward. So loy ka'isim shemachalken Suda shachas, not like those who they split up the morning Suda, m'vercha main time, and they make a bracha, b'chaz amazin, a new bracha for the Suda shlishas in between. And that's not appropriate because the Suda shlishas is supposed to be in the afternoon, not in the morning. Now, says Tayyiz and me, however, Mahadam, meaning the Psachim Parakam, this says Psachim in the first paragraph, you'd give him it out. You'd dalaj chalis per Shabbos, if the 14th of Nisan falls out to be on Shabbos. Mishayim bas nishtei sudas, what you do is, so you can't have chametz, you can't have matzah, what do you do? And the afternoon of Erev Pesach, so you leave over two meals worth, because you gotta get rid of the chametz before Pesach. The problem is, you can't be doing that on Shabbos, which Erev Pesach, so you leave over two meals worth. So it sounds like from over there, that, wait a second, that you're going to have the, it seems like a proof, which is coming to debunk, that says, there's ain't right, don't prove from over there, but the aim is Shemus and Gimel, so you don't save three meals worth for Shabbos, Shein Las is based on the Shachris, that you're not going to do two meals worth in the morning, because it sounds like, yeah, because, yeah, like, and that's proving Tais's point. Tais saying, no, don't bring a riot to me that, oh, you see the third Suda in the afternoon you can't have the Chametz anymore, they'll be only saving two meals worth of Chametz. Says Tais, no, that's not a raya. Even though it's saying you only leave over two meals worth, because the kivin sha'echal akal shachas, since you're eating all of it in the morning, meaning even if you would be allowed to divide it, chashuk suda achas, it would still be considered quote unquote as one meal. Therefore, again, it wouldn't prove Tais's point. He's saying, don't bring a raya from there. That has to be in the afternoon. But additionally, Va'ida Marie, the Re says that if you're going to divide, besides the fact that we're saying that Suda Shlish is supposed to be in the afternoon, and it's not appropriate to be in the morning, but the Re says there's a different problem if you're going to do that. Sheshkan is a bracha shein tzrichi. You make a bracha that's unnecessary. Kedisa perek balei, like the Gemara says, Yumid avayinam and alv. Kabe va'asa shabachum shabakudim, regarding when the Kohen Gadol is reading from the Sefer Torah, with the comment, the Gemara says, like, Kevinesi Sefer Torah, Chuinam and Ikri, why are you saying it bal peh? Why don't you just bring another Sefer Torah and read from that? That Mishum Lokish says, no, but make bracha shein tzrichi. You make another bracha on the Torah, which you don't need it because you just made one. And therefore, we don't make a bracha shein tzricha here too, says the Re. Besides the problem of it's not the right time of the Suda Shlishis, you can be making a bracha shein tzricha. Tzinek says the master begins with the Gemara, bekikar, bepunyan, bechulu, when a loaf of bread costs a punyan, etc. Tzricha is saying that this share is specific according to one opinion, which we learn in the Mishnah Sechtes Pei that discusses regarding this measurement. Tzricha comes to tell us that hainik rabiyachim and bereker. Because the chashav kikav apunyim, and Dal Bissel, as our Gemara says, he could say there's a loaf of bread that costs a punyan when four saw flour costs a sela, which are stay sudas the erev, which those are the two meals worth of the erev, which is in the one loaf of bread. But a polig chasam, the Gemara of the erev and the pebezim and base brings our mayor of Rebbe Yehuda, disagrees with mayor of Yehuda, shreim chasam shir acha, they begin a different share, and Tez just pointed that out, that our share is specifically like one, this one tana, not like those other two tana. Tinek says the master begins words of Gemara, but now this one in the Mishnah in Perkis and Mechulu, that you don't do less. Name a Rabbani, let's say it's Rabbani of Reb Chitka, not Reb Chitka, which is going to explain the Gemara's question on Reb Chitka. From this, we learn in the Mishnah that if a poor person is just passing through, it's a certain amount. If he's there for Shabbos, you give him three sudas worth. Because we had a Machlekes in the Gemara, is it three or four sudas we eat every Shabbos? So one of the questions was, we said that a poor person that passes through, you don't give him less than a loaf of bread. That's a punyan, which is two meals worth. If he stays overnight, you give him that. Shabbos, you give him three sudas. Ah, sounds like a bun three, not like a pchitka four. According to him, you should give four. So now maybe he explains as follows. He says, Dan Lefarsh, don't explain as the simple understanding of this Gemara. There's more than meets the eye, as Tysus explains. Dan Lefarsh, don't explain that Shabbos, if he's there for Shabbos, no islamaz and gimel sudas, you give him three meals worth. The Hainu, what does that mean? He's coming there every Shabbos when it's coming time to eat towards the evening time. The Mistami Yishvasham, okay, so we can presume he's going to be there for Shabbos. Shame Regilus Kolkach Lechaz Erev Shabbos, not so normal for a guy to leave suddenly and go somewhere else in Erev Shabbos. Vishvil Shabbos, and therefore, because he's there for Shabbos, Nislam Suda Achas, you can give him one meal, Achas, Yoysim Imash Nislam Shayam, you're going to give him one more meal than you usually give him. I mean, usually give him two meals, but now you're going to give him three, one more for Shabbos. So it says you can't say that. Because the MK, that would be the interpretation, Hechenich Rabban, and how would it make sense? You're saying you're only asking this question from this Baisa Arab Chitka. But how would it work out according to Rabbanon? But v'haloi min ha'koil, but from everything that he has, ein lo kim dal tzudus, he only has 4 meals worth. What's the 4 meals? As the Gemara explains, achash hei be'imai, 1 meal that he brings with him from the place that he left before, the mavin ba'day that they escorted him with 1 meal, v'shalesh shtasmla, and like we're presuming to explain now, and the 3 meals that they're giving him for Shabbos. Problem is, when he eats one of those meals on Erev Shabbos, which he brought from him, the place that he left, lo yisharu b'yodei rak gimel sudus, so he's going to be left with 3 meals that they're giving him for here in the place that he's in right now for where he's going to be for Shabbos. Problem is, lo yisnichu b'Shabbos, that he's going to eat on Shabbos. Vim ken, if that's the case, tiksham rabbanon. So then the same question we ask on the Gemara, we can ask on the rabbanon, b'chi also when he's going to leave, reken also, he's going to go empty-handed? Ken barach v'samach, like the Gemara asked on Reb Chitka. That question would be difficult according to rabbanon too. Now, Amiho, whoever Taisa says, Iklamema, regarding that, you could actually say, the Besamach, that actually, yeah, when the Gemara asked that question, Sholei Rabbanan Amipach, that question of why he's going empty-handed, wasn't just Rav Chitka, you could technically say that was also a question of Rabban. Abul Kasha, but Taisa is difficult. Because if that's the case, then Chimashani, when the Gemara answers regarding that question, says, oh, okay, it's not difficult, because yeah, we actually give him a doggy bag, we send him along with a meal with him when he's leaving, then like Tertz Klum Rav Chitka, then we're not really answering according to Rav Chitka. He's only having for Shabbos 3 meals worth. Because the extra meal that they're giving him is only because when he's leaving on Sunday morning. You need to have 4 meals for Shabbos. So therefore, vanilla read seems to the re a different interpretation than the simple understanding of our Gemara. So the Gishbaba Arab Shabbos lays when he comes, Arab Shabbos, at the time of eating the meal in the evening, they give him then 2 meals worth, like on any weekday. The imbalish v'sham, and if he's going to also spend Shabbos there, may seem a little gimel suda. It's not adding on just one more suda. They're adding on 3 meals besides the 2 that they gave for Fridays. But kama, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Lim rabban hibul b'chidka. Let's say that's like rabban non like b'chidka. Why? Because rabban and nicha. Why there's so many meals? Because according to rabban, shesh b'yodeh he sudas b'tchil Shabbos. He's starting up Shabbos with 5 meals. Now vayisa shehevi ma yichal b'Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. So the one that he brought with him, okay, that he'll eat on erev Shabbos. And now from the 5 meals that he got from where he's coming to, the 2 and the 3 for Shabbos, Yichel Gimel Shabbos, he'll eat 3 of them for Shabbos, V'achas B'maitzah Shabbos, one will be Malav Malka, V'achas Yodachim, one will day with him on Sunday morning. And that's where the Gemara understands it, it's understandable according to Rabban. El Reb Chitka, according to Reb Chitka, Kesh Yichel Dalit B'Shabbos, you're going to need 4 on Shabbos, V'achas Yodachim El Malka, one's going to be for taking along with him when he goes on his journey and continues on Sunday morning. The question according to Taisus, the way the Gemara is explaining it, is on Malava Malka. And but like a member, you can't say, oh, that means we tell him, what do you mean? What you were going to eat on Matzah Shabbos, Achav Shabbat, eat it on Shalosh Shudas, like the Gemara said previously regarding such a question. It says, Taisus, no, because that part of the Gemara is different than what we're discussing over here. The Hasam, mean, like, they would tell him, yeah, eat what you would have eaten on Shabbos, eat on Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas, Kadishalay Yehinizim and a Tzedakah. That was the concept of Asay Shabbat Chalchobat, Tzach Labias, that you shouldn't have to come on to Tzedakah. If you have 14 meals worth, yeah, we're going to tell him, you know, don't stretch, you know, going to Tzedakah, you know, stretch yourself and have that Malava Malka meal. Have it on Shabbos afternoon, which is not really Malav Malka. But you don't need a Malav Malka, and you can get it by without that. Abul Hacha, but it'll be here. Kavahu Nizim, we're talking about someone that is getting sustained from Tzedakah. It's a poor guy, he's coming. The question is how much you're giving him. Then for sure, you're going to give him whatever is necessary for him to have. And if so, so why didn't you give him another meal's worth that he'll have also for Malav Malka? And that's the most question of Chitka. Mashanias, the Gemara answers, Dikasudi Bahadei. Then he has another meal with him. Oh, he has another meal with him. That adds on the extra one that was missing. Now, Taisa explains, the reason is because the one who gave the answer, he thought, that was obvious to the questioner, that the meal that he's bringing with him, meaning the one that they're sending him along with, they're going to give to him on Sunday morning. So, although generally, when they're giving him the meal, initially, that's when they give him with the other meals, then they give him the one that he's going to take along with him anyway. But if he's there for Shabbos in Friday afternoon, then you don't give him the one that he's going to go with until he actually leaves. If he's not leaving the next morning, he's leaving Sunday morning. Therefore, the one who gave the answer thought that the one who asked the question didn't know that he's bringing the meal with him. And that he only has Megillah Shabbos only 4 sudas. Because even though they give him 5, but still 1 he ate every Shabbos. So therefore, from those 4 meals that he ate in Shabbos, what's he getting Matzah Shabbos? And you can't say, oh, because he's going on his road on Matzah Shabbos, so therefore it's enough with the ones that he's giving with him, because the questioner thought that you're not going to give him that until he leaves on Sunday morning and not Erev Shabbos. Therefore he answered him. He says, oh, they can sudah day. What do you mean? He has a meal with him that he brought with him from the place that he left. And that is going to eat Erev Shabbos. So therefore comes out that he's starting Shabbos with 5 sudahs. I'll have 4 on Shabbos and I'll have 1 on Matzah Shabbos. And that's what the questioner responds to the answer, that the pshita le'dikas u'dibadei. Of course we know that he has a meal with him that he brought from the other place where he was. Ach kashli, but the difficulty is, kiven the merat says the achal l'kulu, since you're saying that he ate all 4 sudas on Shabbos, on one of Matzah Shabbos, so therefore that's the 5. So v'chiyazah, when he's leaving, berekanozah, he's leaving empty-handed. Shekamoy she'evi merlekan, just like he brought where he came from there to here, can you send him over to his mekan? So do they should load him up when he's leaving from here? Mishani, so the Gemara answers, yeah, the mavina le'bechulu, that yes, they do escort him, that what they give him on Erev Shabbos, another meal besides the 5 meals that he should take with him when he leaves from here. Again, but the answer thought that the questioner understood that he's going to give him on Sunday morning and not Erev Shabbos when they give him all his other meals. Tanya says the Masa begins the words of Gemara, the Malvin and Sudah Bahadeh. We escort a meal with him when he takes leave from this town. So it's going to explain that why do you give a poor person who's passing by 2 meals worth? Which we had this, again, this whole machlekes regarding how many meals, 4 meals, 3 meals. One of the Gemara's questions was that if you have to give him meals that he needs when he's passing by, so you have to also give him when he's leaving the city. The Gemara says, yes, when he leaves Sunday morning, so they're going to give him another meal when he leaves. So Taisi says, if you're going to say, just have to take a second look, it says, why do you give every poor person that comes by 2 meals worth? You tell me that he brings 1 meal from the town that he just left with him. No, you should only give him 1. And she eat 1. And then he should have 1 that he takes with him. So why do you have to give 2? If you're giving anyone 1 when he's leaving, which that he'll have for when he gets to the next town. What you could say is, no. The reason is because the tamchle, which is the plate of food, that's the 2 meals worth that they give out to the poor people, they don't divide it at night. Only during the daytime when people are eating their meals. Maybe you have to give him 2, that he can eat 1 right away. And 1 that he'll have at nighttime when he gets to the place where he's going to be, where they're not going to give him a nighttime. And then 1 that he can take with him the following day. Therefore, that's why he has to have the 2 meals when he goes to a town, besides the 1 that they send him along with. Because there's no set time for drinking. Tzitzim explained that a parallel halacha regarding nighttime that's near the following day of a tainus, you're allowed to drink after you make brachas. A Muslim, we don't say they already accepted the tainus because, like the concept of our Gemara, because our Gemara brought that you're not allowed to wash plates unless you have time to use them over Shabbos. But cups, oh, that you're allowed to because there's no set time for drinking. Even later in the day, it's not necessarily to drink matzah Shabbos. You might have occasion to drink even later, right before the end of Shabbos. So it says, Mikan Yishlomot, from this concept, you could learn out, Balayla, at nighttime, Kishoreitz L'sanz L'mocha L'achazila, when he wants to fast the next day. So after he finishes eating, Ava Bishan Yoch L'achalavu, he cannot eat anymore because once he really finished his eating, Emloi Hisnabi didn't stipulate, we could presume when he made Berchaz Amazin, he already moved his consciousness from eating already, and he's already accepting upon himself that the next thing that's going to be tomorrow is going to be the fast. But says Taisim, Malishtas Vadilisilik, but from drinking, most definitely did not remove his thought. Like our Gemara says, there's no set time. A meal, you know, he ate supper, that's it. Next thing is tomorrow breakfast. There's no breakfast, the fast, so the fast already starts right now. But by drinking, no, you might drink at any point in time, and therefore it wasn't accepted until the actual fast starts. But says Taisim, but where there's wine is not so common. So yeah, Avagav the Silik Daktim in the end, although we'll say, okay, that just like a meal, once you removed yourself, you're not going to necessarily, and we can presume you're not going to drink wine anymore, but from water you didn't remove your thoughts, and you'll be able to drink water until the actual fast. Now, Mira Marie, but the Reese says, the Shema Daf can be man, but this all might be in the Talmudic times. So where they would go ahead and establish themselves for drinking after eating. That's where Amr Dein Kevel Ashtia, that's where they said there's no set time for drinking, and yes, we don't presume that the drinking is done. But for us, where we don't do that, we don't really sit down for drinking, we might not have this concept of in Kabbalishtia. Now, the Riva Persian Mesef this time, the Riva explains in Tainus Daf Yud Beis Menav, Sha'af La'acha Shayashin. Actually, even if someone already slept the night, but it's not yet the daytime of the fast, Mutalishtia is allowed to drink a Pi Arishami Bissan Rishami, but says Taizim Inri Rach La'akul Kagach. The reader doesn't want to be so lenient as this, even after sleeping. Since it's not mentioned explicitly, this heter that it says in Yerushalmi, in our Talmud Bavli, Therefore, it does not want to be so lenient in regards to, even after the sleep, to go ahead and drink before the time.